Good evening.
And welcome to our show. This is Wyatt and Tracy Presents.
Peas in a Podcast.
the peas and the podcast. We had peas in a pond tonight for dinner.
Edamames.
Edamames. Edamame.
Soybeans
in a pond. With our ramen. You know, we are always out going places. Today we went and had ramen in the U District.
That's right. And
we just get all over Seattle. And now that we're in the last few weeks of our pregnancy with baby number two, we've been limited in the amount of area that we can
drive,
circumnavigate, sojourn. But there still are a few things in our list that we've been able to cross off recently.
That's right. Did a few day trips.
So.
In the region? Regional Northwest?
So, what's the next few minutes going to look like for us?
We are going to talk about our trip to Bellingham, Washington, and the Northwest Trek, which you will learn about what that is later in the podcast.
All right. Well, do you want to get this kicked off?
Let's talk
about Bellingham first.
Bellingham. We went there 2 weeks ago. So, June 2011.
Yeah. I was inspired to go after we went up to our Whistler trip because we drove through there and just realized it really wasn't that far.
No, it's only like in a little over an hour if you take the 5 north. We did a scenic drive on the way there on the 27 Friday? Chuckanut Drive is the name of it. I don't know what the number. You can look it up. It goes along the ocean.
Yeah, it's the highway just before you get into Mount Vernon, and that goes along the Pacific Coast.
It was a rainy day that we went, so we didn't get a view of the San Juans. But on a nice day, you're supposed to be able to see a nice view. There's some state parks along the way. You can do some hikes, picnics, and all that stuff. It was pretty dry. There were lots of cliffs, lots of rocks that looked like they could have fallen on top of us, like, at any minute.
Yeah, the road goes right along the cliff, and the rocks are so close to the road, you feel like you're going to get just, like,
there was some fresh rubble on the trail, so we got lucky.
Yeah.
It was a night. We just drove since it was so rainy. We'd in Zoraida, I imagine. No. She might have slept. I can't remember.
Well, we stopped at that gas station in Woodinville after we got our coffees, and I bought her those Hostess donuts.
Oh, you're right.
The chocolate donuts that had all the chemicals in them.
I had chocolate donuts in the car.
So she ate those as we hauled up. And, it looks like the freeway was the 11.
11, that sounds right.
Yeah. Just after Burlington.
Deception Pass, I think.
So it's actually, I think we went after Mount Vernon, so I stand corrected. So after Mount Vernon is Burlington. It's almost one metro area. And I think there was a bunch of outlet malls there.
Right, you go past the outlet malls.
Because we did stop there briefly on the way back.
We did.
And it's north of the Tulalip Casino. But, so as you get past Burlington, actually at the very north end of Burlington, there's exit for the 11. And the 11 goes north and west up along the Samish Bay, and there's a Larrabee State Park there.
That's right, Larrabee State Park. Yeah, it looked like probably worth stopping out. We just didn't do it since the weather was not as favorable.
Yeah, so, you know, all that terrain is almost like the valley area where they grow all the tulips and things, so it's pretty rural. There's a lot of farms that have hardly anything going on, and we were speculating about those farms. And there's a couple tiny little towns along the way that you can stop at.
Yeah, people have nice houses right along the ocean there. As I imagine you probably would if you lived along the ocean.
Yeah, we went to
a shack.
Went to Allen, And you know, as you get near the water, I think there was a little bridge or something we went into before it really got into the switchbacks and whatever the roadway went through. I remember there was some sort of Oysterville.
Oh, there's an oyster restaurant that looked nice, and an oyster processing plant, or not sure if you could do a tour, but that'd probably be worth stopping at to get some oysters
Yeah.
sometime next time we go up, do it.
And Chuckanut, I think, is a town right north of Larrabee State Park.
It's definitely a nice little day trip probably to go from Seattle, not too far, do some hiking.
Yeah, a friend of ours tipped us off that you could take the road along the freeway. I'm sorry, along the
The
coast.
coast.
And we couldn't see too much. It looked like there were some sea stacks, possibly, or at least some like islands right off the water. I mean, that's pretty much the Pacific Ocean at that point. Here, you want to look at the map?
Right.
Pull up my little Google map just to remind us of all the towns and the
Soonish.
road names. But it was a really pretty drive. It was a little bit treacherous. A friend of ours just told us this long story about how they just drove off the cliff at one point when they were younger and just went 40 feet straight down, landed in the sand, and without a touch, miraculously. But the point is, those hairpin turns and those jaggedy roads are just like right at the edge, and it falls straight down
I
into the
wouldn't want to
water.
drive them. I like to ride along.
Yeah, so
Close my eyes.
it would have been pretty on a clear day, but it just happened to be
Right.
raining on that day that we went.
And we came into the south side of Bellingham to the historic district of Fairhaven, which is
That's right.
probably the nicest area of Bellingham, in my opinion. We heard about it from, I don't know, online. I think I found a restaurant. Actually, I found a restaurant there, the Fairhaven Fish and Chip Company. And then there was also a lot of shops and things there that we found.
Yeah, we were a little bit early, so we drove down by the ferry dock.
Yeah, you can take the inner, what's it called? It goes to Alaska. I forget the name of it.
Yeah,
The Alaskan, something or another. Alaskan ferry.
can you take your car on the ferry?
Yeah, you can. I looked up a trip because it was in the newspaper. I was like, oh, that'd be fun to do. It was like $1,000.
Oh man.
And then it took like 4 or 5 days. So I was like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, that's
And that
intense.
didn't, I don't think that even included a sleeping car. That was just if you were to sit on the ferry for 4 or 5 days, which I'm sure you'd probably go insane if you didn't have a bedroom.
Yeah, it's
Even if you had a bedroom, it's not a cruise ship where you have stuff to do.
the Bellingham Ketchikan Ferry.
Well, if you just go to Ketchikan, which is a coastal town that we've actually been to, I'm sure it's not that far. I was looking into going all the way up to Anchorage, which is far.
It's
Even on
really
a
a
cruise.
long ferry. It's like 4 days. Well, maybe not 4 days,
Was
but
4 days on the ferry to Anchorage, so Ketchikan would probably be okay if you hadn't been to Alaska coast. That might be an okay little trip, but there wasn't a lot to do in Ketchikan. That was a salmon run town, a lot of salmon, probably a lot of outdoors fishing and that kind of thing. So maybe if you're retired and you have time to kill, it might be worth doing. You probably see a lot of stuff on a ferry though, like a lot of whales, and because it's such a small boat,
yeah.
you get close to things, which would be kind of cool.
Well, what I realize is the more we live here, the longer we live here, there's just so much stuff to do in
For a
Western
thousand
Washington.
dollars, you can take an Alaskan cruise
Yeah.
and get all your meals paid for in a nice room.
Yeah, well, for $1,000, you can do a lot of amazing vacations
That's
in
true.
Seattle. For a couple $100, you can do amazing vacations. And for, you know, very cheap, you can even do it too if you like to camp.
I imagine Fairhaven was one of the original parts of Bellingham because it was quite old buildings. Reminded me of a little quaint river town.
Yeah, we didn't go there before, so it was a little bit different
No, it
because
was
I only saw
nice.
the downtown of Bellingham before.
It's a lot different.
I didn't quite understand whether Fairhaven was part of Bellingham or if it was like its own thing.
It is. Bellingham kind of sprawls.
It
It's
reminded me of
big.
Ann Arbor a little bit, or maybe Evanston a little bit.
Yeah, without the college aspect, it had all the cute little shops and It had decent restaurants. We went to a bookstore. That was. It was a nice bookstore. It was expensive. They had used books too.
Yeah, they had that printing press. It was
They
pretty
had the.
sweet.
What was it called? It was like an espresso printing machine.
Yeah.
So you
It
could
was like
print
in
your
a
own
glass
books.
case, too. It looked like an antique. But they had like a little computer, and you upload your Word doc, and it spits out a 200 or 300 page book, freshly
Ah,
printed.
so you could do out-of-print materials from Google Books or something and pay like probably $5 to $7 or something, depending on the book. You print your own
Yeah,
book
it's
that
gotta
you
be more
wrote.
expensive than that, but
Well,
maybe
some of them
not.
they printed off were only $5 to $7, but they were more like pamphlets. I'm sure if it gets up to probably more like $10 to $13.
Yeah, some of the books that they had printed off looked just like some of the books on my bookshelf, so I was pretty
It said if
impressed.
you wanted to self-publish that you could get a decent rate probably for you doing the volume.
Seems like that would break down all the time.
Yeah, I would imagine. Wouldn't
Well,
think it would.
actually, Fairhaven is right on the edge of Western Washington University.
Is it?
Yeah.
I guess maybe.
It's just north and east of there. We went to this ice cream place in Bellingham afterwards, and the woman there told us that there are three universities in Bellingham, and that was like one of the major
Well,
employers in the area.
colleges.
What are the colleges?
Well, there was Western Washington, there was some like technical college or
Okay, two
community
colleges.
college or something.
Okay,
So,
so three higher
Western
education.
Washington's a big one.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty
Obviously.
good school. I mean, for a state school.
Yeah.
It's like your Michigan State or your
Probably.
Iowa, well,
Maybe not
maybe like
quite.
Illinois State or something like
It's a
that.
state school, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like a Berkeley or Michigan or Iowa
Yeah.
kind of state school, but
They
a lot of
actually
people
had
go there.
there's a new gelato place in Kirkland called Serena that we've been to a few times. That's quite good. It was actually in the Fairhaven district, and that's where they make it every day and ship it down to Kirkland. So that's where it started.
Oh, really?
I like it.
I like
I love
gelato.
gelato. We can split one small or medium for two or three scoops between the three of us and we're full. The peach in the gelato is amazing.
And I'm the one who found that
You're the
one.
one that found it for once. You
I
found the
think they're all
best.
really good.
They are,
It
but
is pretty rare
the
that I heard
peach
the
was
better
really
thing.
good. I really like that one.
Yeah, so that was some place in Bellingham. We didn't find the origin one, but so Fairhaven was pretty nice. We ate at a fish and chips restaurant.
It was really good. Clam chowder, fish and chip.
I don't remember the name of it.
It
It
was
was
this
in like a
Fairhaven
Fleetwood.
Fish and Chip Company. It had some alternate name, but it was in like a double decker bus. So it was more of a British style fish and chip than like your spuds that you get around
Yeah.
Seattle area. I enjoyed it. It was a rainy day. We did a little shopping. Had some antique stores. I didn't buy anything, but browsed.
Yeah, it was just nice to just kind of walk around, even. Was it the Big Fat Fish Co?
No. Well, it was out in Fairhaven. Maybe, I think it had a few different names.
Well, we
But
went to Village
you wouldn't
Books.
miss it. It's like a double-decker bus and has a lot of outdoor seating. Yeah, that neighborhood looked like it has a lot going on. It has a farmer's market. It had like weekly events. There were a few festivals, outdoor movies every week in the summer. So it'd be quite a little. Bellingham is rated one of the top places to retire, so that'd be a nice little neighborhood to live in. Because you could walk to all your groceries and shops and restaurants.
Fairhaven Fish and Chips.
That's what I. Yeah, that's it.
It's on 11th and Harris. And the bookstore we were talking to is called Village Books, and it's
Village
also on
Books.
11th, just one block north off of Mill Street. It looked like there was also some pretty cool bed and breakfasts kind of places you could stay
Right,
at, or little
was the
boutique
one.
hotels.
There was one we could get through your corporate rate. It was the ooh, can't remember the name now. It was on the ocean right there. Oh well, it will come to me. But check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some like 4-star boutiques right around there that were pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a nice day trip. Overnight trip you could do probably too.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of the ice cream place we went to in Bellingham, but we did kind of.
Mallard.
Was it Mallard?
Mallard, yeah. It was more in the downtown. It was down from the farmer's market there, like 2 or 3 blocks.
There's actually a lot going on. There was some sort of bicycle thing going on where everyone was biking through town. Yeah. Tons of bikers.
Lots of bikers. Mallard was pretty good. They had some talkative employees there. They made everything without artificial anything, and we got the fresh rhubarb ice cream and espresso with cardamom. They got their spices from the spice market and Pike's Market, so I talked to them a little bit because I get a lot of spices from there. It wasn't like the best ice cream. It was just the different ice cream. I wouldn't say it was the best I've ever had or anything. It didn't have like the authentic old-fashioned taste to it, but it was definitely, they made everything from scratch every day. Over 300 flavors rotating, so it was a fun little place. Had espresso too, and have like a 50s mod vibe.
Well, I think we noticed around that time we were having ice cream that, I think you brought it up when we were looking at the map, that Bellingham was one of the most secular cities in.
Oh, right. Yeah, it came up on my internet research when I was looking up things to do.
In the Northwest, or it was like the least church city in the region, or
most secular, I think, was the official title.
Yeah. I don't know why we noticed that. It's probably just the people.
There were a lot of hippies there.
There were a lot of hippies. There weren't a lot of Christian anything.
The religion book sections were sparse.
Oh, right.
All the books, we went to thrift and bookstores.
Maybe that's what it was. So the Village books, they basically had hardly, they only had a bunch of skepticism books mixed in with a couple bestsellers. But it was really sparse for a 3-story bookstore to have hardly no religion.
Right.
Or like Orthodox Christian views. If the only Christian books you have are the skepticism books or the like Eastern New Age books, I mean, that says something pretty strong about what you
even
think.
Seattle has quite a few to choose from.
Because, you know, even if you're a bookstore owner and you hated God, you would still have certain books in there that just sold a lot.
Right.
You know, like I didn't even see Joel Osteen's book. It might have been there. But, you know, that kind of, those kind of books are just like money makers.
Money makers.
Yeah. So what I didn't really talk about is, well, maybe we could talk about the geography on the way back. I'll just talk about it right now. So when you drive through Bellingham, it has, I don't know if you would call them coastal mountains or a valley, or is it a gorge? Maybe a gorge.
Gorge? Where? On which side?
So when you're driving on the 5 from Vancouver down to Seattle through Bellingham, there's a lot of like cliffs, and there's a glacier lake, the Samish Lake, on the west side of the freeway. So it's a very scenic, beautiful part of the 5 as you drive through Washington. It's probably, apart from seeing like Mount Rainier or Mount St. Helens, probably the most scenic part of the 5 that I can think of.
Yeah, for sure. I always like that part, driving up to Vancouver.
All the way from Vancouver to Portland, you would probably, Vancouver to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really think about it that way, but it is. Right. It goes Vancouver to Vancouver. This is probably the most beautiful stretch of the freeway that you'd see, because you don't usually, I mean, you might see the Cascades or the Olympic Mountains when you're in Seattle, so probably going through Seattle is probably the most beautiful part, but in general, like, it's a really, you know, engaging nature. I think there's supposed to be a lot of hikes and things you can do there.
Yeah, we have to look into it next time when we're in a hiking mode.
Yeah, so Washington is experiencing abnormally high snowpacks this year.
Mm-hmm. From we thought last year was bad.
Yeah. It's been almost 300 days of weather under 80 degrees. And so that's like top 5.
Yeah. Cool.
Top 5 longest stretches without an 80 degree day.
I'm happy about it.
When we moved here, they had like 70 straight days of rain, I want to say.
Was it? Yeah, people were complaining. We didn't really take it in.
It's not a downpour. It's just some sort of rain in the day.
Of course, we were hitting like the end of it too, so it's probably why it didn't bother us as much.
Well, we just came out of, like,
snow.
Chicago, which degrees. Is, yeah, it's really not that bad. If you're coming from Southern California, you complain a lot. But, right. Like, if you're coming from Chicago, you don't complain. Because you had bad weather there. Bad weather. Everyone would have a more meaningful life if we just never talked about weather again. We'd have such more productive conversations. You can skip over that part.
The weather clause.
Yeah. Nice bun, by the way.
Get my hair out of my face.
You look like Pebbles.
Zoraida. Well, Bellingham.
So what else did we do in Bellingham?
We went thrifting. We
thrifted it up. And we got a Bigfoot espresso. Out.
Yeah, the thrift isn't the scene there.
Yeah, Zoraida had a big meltdown at Goodwill.
There's definitely some poor areas there. I think the big industry, from talking to the Mallard ice cream, there was a refinery. So you have oil
Land
and chemical
kin.
And yeah, I know. Chemical engineering jobs and
you could have worked there.
Probably.
Probably
but not anything that's like super high white collar IT tech, not a big industry. The universities obviously would bring in business and it seemed like that was a lot of the industry. Which we didn't really check out Western Washington, so we'll have to do that next time, the campus. And there's also this Whatcom Park in
lake.
The town has nice waterfalls, and I think that was voted one of the best city urban parks.
Oh, the waterfall. We totally skipped that part. Or we haven't gotten to that part yet. What do you mean, what waterfall? We stopped
while
there on
we
the way
driving?
Home. Oh, no, I'm confused.
You're
I'm
confused.
Talking about Whistler.
That's the Whistler. I was like, no, we didn't.
Well, I'm confused.
There
Forgive
is a
me.
Waterfall there.
There that, is? Where's it at?
It was in Whatcom State Park, Whatcom Falls. We didn't go there.
No,
we were
it's east of the freeway.
Out.
Yeah.
It's a nice little urban park that you could walk through. But,
yeah,
so we have things to do next time we go.
Yeah, there's always more to do. And actually, I think there's a lot of hiking at Mountain Baker that you can access from
Yeah, I'd like to look into that.
Bellingham that we haven't
done
either.
Curious about that. Baker's a huge snowpack mountain. I don't know
when
you could ever really get.
I think it's the snowiest place in the continental U.S.
I don't know what kind of valleys they have.
Mount Baker. Because when you see it from Seattle, it's just one big stack of
People
snow.
People go snowboarding and skiing there all the time, so it must be good for that, for sure.
Interesting. Yeah, well.
That's not my bag of tea.
Yeah, lots of interesting things to do there. And
we got back. We went more in the morning and we got back before dinner for sure, and we stopped shop. You can do some shopping on the way home on the I-5 corridor.
Yeah, well, Mount Baker's still pretty far away from there, but it's certainly on the edge of the Cascades, so there's probably a lot you could actually do from there. Because I think we had a friend named Mariah who lived there, and we had a friend named Lindsay who lived there for a while. So it seems like there's a lot of people who lived there at one point. It's just, and they've said a lot of really good things about it, and it sounds like they always would go to, like, the Baker area. I just don't really have a good idea of what you can even do up there.
Right.
Yet.
I'm sure there's a lot of hiking that, it might be more intense hiking.
Yeah.
Or just a little bit too far for us to drive for a day hike.
Especially with little babies.
Yeah.
But
if we were camping out,
maybe if we took a 4-day trip and baby's a little bit older next summer. Who knows? Well, we should probably transition to the other thing we were gonna talk about.
The Northwest Trek.
You wanna give us the skinny on it? How did you learn about the Northwest Trek? Do you remember?
Oh, I think it was some blog I'd followed or picked up on when we first moved here about Seattle. Because
I remember the first time we went to Mount Rainier, we went by it, and you're like, oh, yeah, I know everything about Northwest Trek
Yeah,
already.
Some blog I read, people had gone there and recommended it. So I always wanted to check it out. I envisioned it was this outdoor safari that you'd ride by, like, bears and cougars and stuff, and it would, like, attack your car, but that didn't happen. You only get to see the herbivores.
Yeah. So on your expectations from 1 to 10, what would you rate it?
Well, for some reason, I had expectations there were going to be bears on the safari part of it, so I would give it a 7.
A 7's pretty good.
A 7's good, maybe a 6. We didn't see the moose, so
I was going to say 5, because I didn't see the moose, and the bears weren't that big. But they were brown
bears.
That's
true. We didn't miss a few of the creatures since it was a nice sunny day.
Yeah, you probably got to go when it's cool and early, because if you go in the middle of the day, they're all napping.
Right. That's a good point.
You probably got to go in the spring when they're all on a rainy day.
Yeah, we might have missed the mating calls. That would have been kind of cool to see them butting heads.
Yeah, but you really go, like, right by the animals. Like, I think we could have touched the bison.
Definitely could have touched one of the bison. A big mama. Or papa.
That was a papa.
It was a papa.
Oh, it was a papa.
He was big.
You can tell.
But it's a zoo-like park. About an hour and... Well, probably only an hour and 15 if you don't get lost on the way.
Yeah, I took...
It's near Eatonville. It's probably about half... It's halfway to Rainier. So if you're going to Rainier, you could do it for a half-day trip.
Yeah, it's probably three-quarters of the way to Rainier. It wasn't too much further to Rainier. Rainier's not that far. Well, it's a little over halfway.
Okay.
Because it's like 2 hours of Paradise.
I know, that's true.
Well, once you're in the park, you have to drive a long way.
It takes you, yeah, once you're in the park, you have to wind up.
It's halfway to, like, the summit, Paradise.
Paradise. Yeah. So we had, it was a good half day trip. Down.
Yeah. So the backstory to the place is there was some quacky pediatrician who decided that they were going to go, I don't know if they're homesteading. I don't know who really builds a house out in Eatonville back in the day.
They're probably homesteading.
I mean, Seattle's pretty much a recent town. It was kind of boondocks, 10 years ago. And Eatonville's got to be even more. I mean, Mount Rainier was one of the earliest national parks, so, well, maybe there's been some traffic around there for a long time. So anyways, he goes and he buys some land, and he's a Northwest hippie, and he's like, oh, I love animals, and they shouldn't be in cages, so I'm going to get rid of my sheep. What do you have, sheep? Cows.
Cattle.
Cows. He's like, cows aren't cool. I want buffalo. Yeah. So I'm going to get rid of my cows. I'm going to have buffalo on my land. And you get some buffalo somehow, which apparently, according to the guide, are the largest animals that are native to North America. And he gathers some ducks and some geese and...
Bighorn sheep.
Somehow gets some bighorn sheep. You get some mountain goat.
Elk.
What else did he
caribou.
Have?
Caribou.
There's allegedly some moose.
Moose.
Four moose.
There were four moose.
Moose.
I was a little disappointed that we didn't see them.
And there's... I saw two bears and some foxes and some...
Eagles.
Gray wolves.
Owls. Lynxes. Bobcats.
What did Zavarta say about the owls?
They're her favorite and she wants to give them a kiss.
She did. She says, I want to kiss
them. I want to kiss them. I'm going to go kiss them.
And Zoraida is 27 months right now?
Yep.
27 months. And she's going to go kiss the owls.
She says some funny things.
They had like a snow owl and some other barn owls.
She's a big fan of owls.
They had golden eagles or... All the animals were allegedly like injured.
I know. Like, maybe they were like... rescuing them or something, but it was kind of convenient that the birds were sitting right there so you could see them.
They're flightless, you know.
I'm it's like, are they chained down because they didn't move?
So he gets this land. It's like 100 acres and typical Northwest beautiful land.
I thought it was like 340 acres.
Well, it's at least 100 acres. It's probably closer to 500 acres.
Right.
So it's a large amount of land, and he donates the land, and they turn it into the Northwest Trek like 30 years ago, I want to say.
That's right. Yeah, it was like 70s, 80s, maybe. Late 70s.
Yeah. So what's the deal? How does it work?
Well, you show up. Parking is free, which it should be because you're out in the middle of nowhere. And you get a little token for a tram time, bus time.
You have to do the tram.
You have to do the tram tour. Cause that's
you don't
what
have to, but you'd be stupid
that's
not to.
That's what you're paying for. So you...
Did you have to pay extra for the tram, or is it just
no,
part of
No, it's just part
okay.
of it.
Good.
The other part's not really like...
You don't have to pay for kids under four.
Right, so no, kids two and under. 3 to 4
they
was
said,
cheaper.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you do have to pay for kids 3 to 4.
But they still have to sit in your lap.
I know, you shouldn't have to
what
pay
do you,
for
what
them.
What do you do if you have more than two kids?
I don't know, I don't think that's
people
a hard
in Northwest
and fast
just
rule.
Don't have more than two kids.
Probably.
To pay for adult.
We got lucky and got in a car that only had 10 people in it, so we got to move around the whole time. That was kind of nice.
Yeah, as soon as they said, like, we can't have more than 10 people because we're worried about going up the hill, I'm like, let's go to that back one because it's going to have more seats.
That was nice.
It worked out awesome. It was us and the Mexicans in the back.
Yeah.
And the two, in the redneck family.
The redneck family.
There was this redneck family that kept cutting us off.
I know, I explicitly said, let's go take a picture by that, and then they got in front of us and like, let's take a picture, but they took like 20 minutes, so I'm like, whatever, I'm not going to take a picture then. Anyway, you get these tokens and the for a time that leaves every hour of the bus tour.
I want to talk about them for a minute. The guy had like Confederate tattoos all over him, and he's got like a suede black cowboy hat and boots, and the woman's just kind of like... Jed, there's Gator in our trailer again. Kind of like a couple like overweight, not very attractive women with their kids who just are like, why, Mom? Why? And they had this disposable camera. We were trying to figure
that out.
I could
not believe someone still had one of those like disposable cameras that you click, you know, and rotate to get the next picture. They only have three pictures left. You want to take a picture of a bear, you need to put that thing away.
We're talking about, like, the number of pictures they had left on their disposable camera.
I feel like I'm back in the 1990s or something.
Yeah, I think they have disposable digital cameras, but it just,
I
like...
I don't think it was. I don't know.
It just didn't make any sense.
It was an interesting crowd in our cart.
Anyways, they were in our cart. So we rode the cart. Got in the cart. It was
It's about an hour-long tour, and they have tours on the hour, 50 minutes, where you go through the free-roaming part, and you are the caged animal, as they like to say.
Yeah.
You get a nice little conservation lesson about how shopping at thrift stores
from
saves animals.
From our naturalist.
I'm like, I save lots of animals, then.
They did say that, too.
I'm like, I don't recycle, but I shop at thrift stores.
Well, we went through this, like, 20-minute section where we're driving and looking around for the moose, and that's when we heard all the big spiel about the thrift store and the family.
Changing
and
your light bulbs and all
they told us
stuff.
All about the company potluck that they were going to have that day.
I'm like, yeah, this is not what I paid for. I paid to see a bear attack me.
Yeah. So we saw caribou. The whole thing with the geese was kind of stupid. We saw
you go through a wetland area, which we live right in the wetlands. Like I go there a few times a week and see all kinds of wetland creatures. So it's like I don't need to pay to see swans and turtles.
Yeah.
And heron. I see them all the time.
There was a bison sitting under a tree. And there's a white goat. White mountain goat. I like
no,
white
mountain
goats.
No, those are mountain sheep. What were they? No.
It was a white
oh,
goat.
Mountain goat. Bighorn sheep and mountain goats. That's two different things.
Yeah, there was a lot of bighorn sheep. There's
the bighorn
I saw
sheep
one goat.
We saw a lot, yeah. We did only see one mountain goat. He was kind of chilling by himself. Stay away from me.
Yeah. What about those? What are those caribou at
we
the
saw
end?
The Roosevelt
or
elk. Which have the really big horns.
Oh, those are the Roosevelt elk at
yeah,
the end?
There's a big herd of those over in the Olympic Peninsula that you can see sometimes in the rainforest, which we didn't see yet, but maybe someday we will.
Yeah, there was about 10 of them.
And we obviously saw deer, which, I mean, it's not that exciting.
Look, a deer.
After that one time at Mount Rainier when we saw like 50 deer walking around, I was like, not that exciting.
I've hit several deer with my car, so I'm really not that interested in deer. They've cost me a lot of money.
Unless it's like a big buck or something where it has lots of...
Yeah, if it was like a 20-point buck.
And they said they lost their horns. I didn't want to look that up.
Every year.
Because he was saying something about how some of them could grow like an inch a day. Huh. I don't know.
Then there was this big thing about chipmunks like feeding off the dead
the mamas go get their calcium out the horns. Yeah, she screwed something up on that because she was going on and on about it. I'm like,
yeah,
this is starting to sound hokey.
Naturalists. They were cheesy.
It was fine.
It was a job. It was a summer job.
Yeah, they did a fine job.
Yeah, they were entertaining. It was fun. Yeah.
It's fun to go on a little safari, although there weren't any good lions or anything.
Yeah, I was like thinking it would be like something more exotic.
I thought we were going to go from the prey area into the predator area on the bus.
And, you know, I seriously believe there are going to be like free roaming grizzly bears.
I did too.
Like, you know, the 25 footers, you know?
Yeah.
They were brown bears were like almost like cut black bears.
Tiny.
Yeah, they weren't very big.
There was a lot bigger one at the Woodland Zoo in Seattle.
It was sunny, so all the animals were pretty much
laying out.
All
the cats were, yeah, lazy. The owls were sleeping in the daytime.
So you probably should go out in the spring.
Probably, that's, yeah, good
Not
idea.
When it's, like, too hot, you know. Spring
is when all the animals come out to play, so.
I almost wonder if it would be better to go on a day that's not sunny. Because the animals might be out roaming
Probably.
Around. Because when the sun comes out, they're all hiding in the shade.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. We did get 15% off discount, so that was good. Mm. You don't usually get discounts there, but I got a... That's what brought us to the idea, because we were thinking about what to do. Like Seattle Mom Deal Finder posted it for somebody. I'm the coupon queen. I also got us a free strawberry cupcake from Cupcake Royale for breakfast that morning.
Oh, that's true. We did. That was really good cupcake. Zarda was really happy.
I like my latte there, too, the Stumptown.
Oh, really? Mine tastes a little bit more like normal coffee than
an
espresso.
No, mine was good.
I don't know what
Could
it
Could have been
was.
Hotter.
But the cupcake's really good.
The
they had this cupcake
really
poster that said, support prostitution.
I saw that. They had a t-shirt, too.
Prostitution Cupcake Royale in Bellevue.
I do like Cupcake Royale. They always have coupons.
Yeah, you had talked me into it. Zoraida liked the cupcake a lot.
Zoraida liked it. She loves cupcakes. Last time, when we went there for her birthday, she went behind the counter and touched one. And they gave it to her for free. I was buying six, but I got buy three, get three free, so I felt kind of bad because it's like I got another one for free.
I should give one of the other ones back or something. Yes.
They were like, whatever. I think they probably throw a lot out every day.
Yeah, I don't know if that place is going to make it.
Yeah, they don't have the... It's not in a good location for people just coming in to get a cupcake.
No, it's too far away from the freeway.
You have to, like, specifically make a trip there to get it. It's not like you're going to get done eating and be like, oh, there's cupcakes, let's go get one.
Cupcakes isn't really something to eat every day.
Well, they're expensive. If you actually pay full price, they're $3.50 a cupcake. And you can get a donut for 50 cents. They are good, but they're pricey. I usually do buy three, get three free, so that it makes them about $1. You know, 75 a piece. Just more reasonable.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress. We also The drive was really nice down there. We saw Mount Rainier the whole time. Like,
nice views. Oh, yeah, if you go on a sunny day, you get an amazing view.
Because
of... A Rainier.
I mean, it's rare that you could drive in the sun to Mount Rainier. So, because usually we'll drive to Mount Rainier and
usually
it won't clear
up
until we get there if it does clear up. Which is fine because it keeps people away. If a day like that would have brought a lot of people there.
You should have seen the line on the way to Rainier. There was one traffic light that was out and it was backed up through Puyallup for about 5 miles.
It was not pretty. Yeah, we luckily just missed that stall. I mean, we were in it for like 5 minutes, but we just started our way. Had a cherry limeade at the Sonic.
Yeah, that was actually pretty fun. There's a Burger Master in
Sonic.
South Kirkland with a drive-in. Yeah, yeah. But there's really not that many drive-ins. Like, so we found the Sonic place. You had known about it ahead of time.
Yeah, I wish I knew there was a coupon for a free cherry limeade just for my blogs, and I didn't print it out because I'm like, when am I ever going to go to Sonic around here?
Yeah, and I spied it on the way there.
I'm like, oh, Sonic.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of wanted to try it. I've eaten that one before, but not too often.
Yeah.
The burger was
We saw
mediocre.
It not too long after we had gas at Safeway for $3.69.
Ooh, 65. Yeah.
Because we had a discount with the Safeway card. 65. It's been pushing $4 just for interesting
And it's
milestone.
Summer, you know, so it's going to come way down after this. Who knows, though, what's going to happen in the world?
Yeah. So, it was a good trip.
It was
easy. That was a couple day trips from Seattle. You can get to in under an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And,
good for the kids.
It was fun. It was long enough that Zoraida was able to sleep in the car on the way back.
That's always a plus.
You know.
A little nap time.
And it was a good trip. So, Bellingham, Northwest Trek.
Yeah, I recommend both.
Yeah.
For a day trip.
We've been kicking around the idea of maybe going to Vashon Island.
Yeah, that's our next on the list. We'll see.
But it kind of depends on the baby. So
go tomorrow. But I'm kind of tired to do any more traveling. Unless you really wanted to go tomorrow.
Yeah. You never know.
Maybe we will. Maybe we'd have another
podcast.
Maybe
we will. And if we will, and we do, we'll talk to you real soon. Any last comments or ideas?
Well, hopefully it's the last podcast before the baby.
Yeah, we actually...
I'm hoping this week. We'll see.
We're really excited. You know, it's... today is July 3rd.
July 4th tomorrow. Firework time.
Yeah. And we're due on the 19th. And...
It could be early.
Could be early. Never know. Any day now, we could be in baby mode. We're, enjoying the Seattle summer. You know, it's just finally starting in July. Summer doesn't really start here until July.
Right. Even July 4th is... We're getting lucky with this.
Yeah, I heard statistically someone made up the statistic that it typically rains on the 4th, so it's really not until after the 4th that the summer really kicks off. So you have end of July and August, and maybe the beginning of September is like the summer in Seattle.
That's right.
If you get 4 months, it's a good year.
Well, 2 years ago, it was like in the 90s, because that's when we tried to go to the North Cascades.
I think 100.
It was almost.
I'm pretty sure it hit
last
100.
Last year, it was rainy.
It was like the only time in 50 years. We had 1 week of really hot weather last year.
Because that's where we
year.
Tried to go to the camp at the North Cascades, and it was all full with Zoraida, and we came home, and it was
that's
so
right.
hot.
Right. We did try to do that.
Then the 1 year before that, we went to the Olympic National Park, and it was rainy, so that's...
But we're due with the babies, so we're on a staycation.
This year we're on a staycation.
Well, until we have more peas in our podcast.
Yep, four peas in a pod.
We'll talk to you again. Talk to you later.
Arigato.
Gozaimasu.